You know, someone might reply to the Apostle Paul and say, I'm not really redeeming the time. I'm not really looking forward to that day because I'm not living my life here for Christ. Someone might be saying, well, I'm not actually denying worldly lusts. I'm not living soberly and righteously and godly. I'm having a hard time. Or someone might say, I'm actually enjoying it. I'm enjoying that, living ungodly or living in worldly lusts. And we might say, well, who would that be? Could it be a believer? If he's enjoying it, probably not. But if we turn to the book of Hebrews, we actually hear that it says that Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. These worldly lusts that we have been talking about could be taking us away from redeeming the time in order to look forward to that day when he is coming. And so the question needs to be asked, what can I do if I find myself in this situation? If I am not living my life for the Lord? If the world has me in its hold? If I am conformed to the world and I'm not transformed? Is it something that I can do within me? I would say each one of us don't have the strength within ourselves to fight against it. We have been saying that it's by the grace of God, and it's only by the grace of God. With his help, I thought of a verse that can help us in Colossians 3, which was just, the chapter was just mentioned. But we need to realize that we in ourselves don't have the strength. The world can hold us down, but if we realize that, as the Apostle Paul says to the Colossians, since then we are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. If the worldly lusts and those things that hold us down are not put to death, it says here, for ye are dead. Dead to what? We're dead to sin. Our life should be, the sin, that the temptations of the world should be dead. But if we allow them to hold us, to get a grip on us, then it's taking us from the object, who is Christ. Since then we are risen with Christ. He is our object. You know, I heard this analogy, that if you poke a dead body, the body is not gonna do anything. It's gonna stay as it is. And that's how it should be with us if we are tempted. That the temptation should not get a grip on us. But yet, the world, with the temptations in it, we allow it to get to us. We read in 1 John earlier that the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. These things, if we get a grip on having him as the object, having the world behind us and the Lord before us, then we can live for him and we can redeem the time. And as the apostle puts before us here in Titus, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing. We can redeem the time so that Every minute is lived for him. And I would just say a comment to the young people. Today, the world's temptations are more than when I was your age or when the older ones were my age. Every year is getting worse. And the world wants to have, to take us away from the object of looking at the Lord as we live this life, looking for him to come. If we have him as our object, we'll be able to live for him and redeem the time until he comes.